Chapter 1. Mid-December, 10 days to Christmas, Thursday evening, Dallas, Texas. Dr. Jennifer Grayson backed into the driveway and turned off the ignition. Her day from hell was almost over. She'd always enjoyed the last week before Christmas break, but not this year. Newly divorced and alone in a town she hadn't lived in since college, Christmas felt like something to be endured, not celebrated. As a Southern Methodist University professor, this week of final exams had been unmitigated insanity. Her graduate students were bug nuts crazy, obsessing over their final course grades and how they would affect internship opportunities. Lord, give her clueless college freshmen partying their brains out any day. Maybe part of her was just plain depressed. Her final divorce papers had been in the mailbox earlier this week. Due to the financial strain dissolving a marriage induced, she'd had to cancel her sabbatical this spring for the Paleo Niger project and its fully intact Jobaria dinosaur. Withdrawing from the Russ Foundation's trip had cut deeper than the divorce itself. That a philandering husband was less disappointing than a canceled paleontology dig certainly testified to the state of her marriage to begin with, even before Colin's affair with his grad student and the bimbo's subsequent pregnancy. That last bit had particularly burned. Practically everyone in her department had received the birth announcement today from Colin and his baby mama. Jennifer slammed the car door a little harder than necessary. Bah! This was crazy. It was almost Christmas. She stood in the driveway holding a bag of groceries and her huge handbag, waiting for the garage door to rise. Light from the full moon reflected off her windshield and illuminated the driveway. Breathing in the cool night air, she looked up at the stars through the bare limbs of a massive red oak. Just because she was in a place where she hadn't lived for 10 years was no reason to be maudlin. Her single mom had died when Jennifer was quite young, and she'd grown up with an older spinster aunt. It wasn't as if Christmas had ever been a huge treasure trove of happy holiday memories for her. Still, she vowed to start thinking of things to be thankful for this instant. For starters, she was grateful to be house-sitting for her best friend, where she could have a change of scenery from her own place with its busted hot water heater and flooded living room carpet. Angela Donovan and her family were on a Mediterranean cruise for the holiday, meeting up with her husband's brother, Nick. The lick of mind-numbing regret and lust hit Jennifer simultaneously. But since she was turning lemons into lemonade tonight, she focused on her thankfulness resolution and banished Nick Donovan. With his heart-stopping kisses and heart-breaking tendencies, from her thoughts, she refused to dwell on circumstances that could no longer be changed. Thank God the salon trip from hell this afternoon could be remedied easier than those memories. The treat that was supposed to have cheered her up had been a bust. She should have known better. She didn't even want to look at her startlingly white blonde hair. What had happened to "give me a few highlights, nothing drastic"? She looked like a bleached beach bunny gone bad. No offense to Angela, who had gorgeous platinum blonde locks. At least Jennifer could wear a hat until she got to another hairdresser who wasn't colorblind and slap happy with the chemicals. Right now, she just wanted a glass of wine, a good book, and a long soaking bath with an unlimited supply of hot water. That was something to look forward to. Juggling the groceries and her purse, Jennifer reached for the light switch on the wall. As the overhead bulb flashed on, an arm snaked out of nowhere and grabbed her around the waist, pulling her against a hard, pungent-smelling body. A wickedly serrated knife flashed in front of her eyes. She dropped everything. The bottle of wine she'd bought made a crackling splat sound on the floor.
"Don't move and don't scream. You won't be harmed."
The voice held a heavy Hispanic accent. Onions and body odor overwhelmed her senses, along with the sharp scent of Cabernet Sauvignon. Her knees wobbled, and her stomach lurched. She nodded her head, and the man's grip tightened.
I said don't move!
The hand at her waist crept up her ribcage, and his fingers brushed the underside of her breasts. She tried not to shudder. What was happening? Her mind raced to catch up. This couldn't be possible.